Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, another Norman Knight coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland, and we're about 30 miles to the southeast of Baltimore City, where everything appears to be calm tonight. Norman Knight exclusively, unless you want to talk about something else, of course, that's always the way that Norman Knight runs. But the main subject of interest tonight is Baltimore. What is going on in Baltimore City? That is the big issue. I could go on and on about what I think about Baltimore City, but I don't want to just hear myself talk. I want to know what you think about Baltimore City, what you think about what is happening. As we say in the warm-up, was it looting or revolution? Was it protest or simply thuggery? You tell me. Oh, was it thuggery? Just a code word that's been adopted in place of the N-word. It's all up to you. Norman Knight is the venue. 347-945-6713. Give me a call. Some of the things that I would like to talk about tonight include, the mother video beating up her son. It's gone viral. It's everywhere. Everybody's cheering the woman. Another black young man beaten publicly. That's something to cheer about, all right. Then, of course, the mayor used the word thug. The mayor of Baltimore, that is. Sharon Pratt, the mayor of Baltimore used the word thug. The president of the United States used the word thug. Another thing I'd like is that word used too freely? Does it only refer to black men? You give us your opinion. 347-945-6713. The murder rate in Baltimore. That's a real interesting statistic. Baltimore used to be known as the murder capital of the world, it seems. Well over 300 homicides a year. The new police tactics, maybe they do something as we approach the halfway point in 2015. There have only been 60 homicides so far in Baltimore. How did Freddie die? I don't know. You tell me. Why did he run? What difference does it make? If you run from a police officer, does he have the right to chase you? Should he chase you? What would happen if police officers didn't chase people that run from them? I don't know the answer to that either. I got all my lines open. 347-945-6713 is the call-in number. Or just come to the chat room. There's already been somebody in the chat room, and I hope we're going to see a few more people before the night's over. I don't know how many listeners out there have ever walked... have ever walked through West Baltimore. That's where the B&O Railroad Museum is. I've walked from the light rail station at Camden Yards over to the B&O Railroad Museum. It was daylight, and things seems pretty well. And I also walked with, I guess it was about 32 really white prep school kids, because I wanted to see if we could get all the way from the Plains, Virginia, to the B&O Railroad Museum on public transportation and our own 2 feet. And we did. We also had lunch in a little restaurant in West Baltimore, a little Italian place. The food, spectacular. The venue, not so spectacular. But we had a great time. That's another thing I want to talk about. Why should somebody want to start a business in West Baltimore? I don't know the answer to that. What's going to happen to all those abandoned houses? Why doesn't the city just give them away? Give them to the people that live there. You know, I want to say Sharon Pratt Dixon, but that was the lady who was the mayor of Washington, D.C. Jobs. What about jobs? Unbelievable. I had no idea. Baltimore City has lost since 1950 over 100,000 manufacturing jobs. I was also shocked to find out Stephanie Rollins Blake is the mayor of is the mayor of Baltimore. Now apparently I've just seen a piece that she ordered the police to stand down, and that's when the riots broke out. Or the protest action, or maybe the Baltimore Work Party. I don't know what you want to, instead of the Boston Tea Party. I don't know what you want to call it. But I don't think it was just thuggery. Oh, my Lord, there's just so many things that we could be talking about Norm at Night tonight. All these things about Baltimore. What do we do about Baltimore? If you were an executive at CBS, would you go back? How about those Levy people that sell sneakers? Are they going to go back? Their store got looted too. How about the cell phone store? What's going to happen with that? What's going to happen with that store? I mean, I don't know the answer. I don't know what's going to happen as we go forward in Baltimore. I mean, are we going to get a month down the road and then the cops won't chase anybody anymore, but nothing's going to change in West Baltimore? That is a terrible, terrible thing. And I hope that never happens. Anyway, the possibilities are just staggering. Still, I got nobody on talking to me. The number's 347-945-6713. Hey, guest 1476. I see you there in the chat room. Welcome. Comment, make a chat remark, or just grab your phone and call in 347-945-6713. While we're waiting for people to start talking about Baltimore, big news today on the presidential front. Bernie Sanders is in. Norm at Night, officially, no hesitation, No time wasted. We're not waiting for anything. Endorses Bernie Sanders for President of the United States. As a Democrat, I hope he gets the Democratic nomination. But I'm sick of him being called an independent. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. And maybe if we had more socialism in West Baltimore, it wouldn't be the mess that it is a mess. Hold on just 1 second. I have trouble with this multitasking stuff. I'm trying to send a friend a message that Norm at Night is on the air, and I'm just having a difficulty. Remember, though, that dial-in number is 347-945-6713 is the dial-in. Give us a call. All the gloves are off on the Norm at Night show. And just remember that everything that goes on here is sent to the archive tape. And nothing's off the record on Norm at Night because I can't turn it off. I suppose I could, but I don't want to learn how because I don't want to make any mistakes, you know, but I got plenty of lines available. And I got a lot of room, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But Bernie Sanders is in. Norm at Night officially endorses him. Norm Constantine is voting for him. And if you want, besides Baltimore, we could also talk about Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, Bill Clinton raking in all the big money with his foundation speeches. And I don't just mean money to the foundation. I also mean money to the Clintons. Everyone knows that I or have been in the past a giant Bill Clinton fan. However, I think this bears some investigation, especially with the connection of the private emails that Hillary never let anyone see. You know, your blind squirrel digs around the nuts, it'll find a nut. Don't question about it. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. Well, I think the Clintons got a few nuts that are hidden. And if you just keep looking, you just might find one. I'm not saying he didn't do a lot of good, because I still think he did. I don't think he should have been impeached, and I would have voted for him again if he could have run for another term. Just remember, Al Gore gave you 8 years of George Bush, because he wouldn't put his arm around Bill Clinton and say he was a good guy. He made some mistakes that I won't, but essentially he was a good guy for the country. And I will never forgive Al Gore for that, inventor of the internet or not. But anyway, 347-945-6713. Is the number. So what do you think about Hillary Clinton? What do you think about the Republican candidates for governor? What do you think about Baltimore City? Would you obey the curfew if you were in Baltimore City? 10 o'clock. How about the Orioles? Playing a baseball game with nobody there. Believe it or not, they played the national anthem. They played the charge music. They even had the seventh inning stretch. It makes no sense to me. If I were the baseball fans of Baltimore after the Orioles pull a stunt like that, I don't think anybody should go to the next game, or maybe even two or three after that. And I have my, you know, brings us back to professional sports. I got my own ideas about who we should start looking to fix some of the things in West Baltimore, and it's got a three-letter name, NBA. What a swindle that has perpetuated on a whole race of people. Yes, I said it. The NBA is probably the worst thing that ever happened to Black America. And if you want to call and argue with me, I'm ready. 347-945-6713. And it happens at all levels, right down to the youngest kid. And I got plenty of personal experience. To substantiate it. It's time we stop focusing on the few players that make it to the league, as they call it, and the tens of thousands of kids who think that that's their only way out, because it's not. In fact, it's probably the most difficult way out. The median income, you know, that's the one right in the middle, in West Baltimore is $25,000 for a family of four. That's below the poverty line. That's the crime. And it's not that I approve police brutality. But let's not focus, well, maybe that's all there is to focus on. But let's focus on the abject poverty that covers that portion of Baltimore City. Oh, guess 1476 is logged out. Maybe they're going to call in. That will be kind of nice. Norm's on one of his rants. That's what everybody's saying. Yes, sirree, Bob. I can't help it. Just teach people how to read. Forget about all the bulls crappy that goes on. Ah, wait, I got a call coming in here from the West Coast. Hot dog. You're on with Norm at Night. Baltimore's may be on fire again.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I haven't put the news on today.
Well, everything seems to be actually going pretty nicely today. Now everybody's upset because they're being called thugs, which has become the new code word for the N, the new code for the N word.
Oh, okay.
Well,
thug is a criminal, as opposed to.
Because the President of the United States used it, the Mayor of Baltimore used it, and now it's come out today that, hold on 1 second, radio audience. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm doing Norm at Night. I'll call you back. Bye. That was my other phone radio, man. That was my brother back in good old Buffalo. You know, I got another sobering thought. All the kids in Baltimore and every other city like it, whose only real solid meal a day comes from government breakfast and lunch programs. Guess what? When school's out, they don't eat. And school's
really?
Out in a month. Yeah,
They don't have parents that work or parents that collect food stamps or nothing?
No, they don't eat.
They don't eat. There's statistical evidence of this?
Yes.
Okay. So these kids won't eat all day long except for that one lunch they get at school.
During the school year, that's absolutely true. The only meal that's prepared for them.
Yeah, I rather doubt that.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's got to be because Freddie Jones had his back broken. That's not Freddie Gray, right? I'm sorry. I don't want to disrespect him.
From what I can tell, the police are not handling this very well, are they?
Well, I just hope it doesn't come out that Freddie was pre-injured.
Nobody has any knowledge yet, but, I mean, they're incredibly slow. And you know they've already done an autopsy.
No, the autopsy is, like, quote, expedited. I mean, it's been a month. No, they haven't been dead for a month.
Yeah, but I mean, if they've done an autopsy, the results are there, you can determine the cause of death, and...
But now, the police department is not issuing a report, they're simply giving their information to the state's attorney.
Right, right. Well, you know...
But there's another little fact that nobody's talking about. Baltimore used to be the murder capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Top Chicago, top Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, his mayor's taking plenty of credit for bringing down the murder rate. Now, all of a sudden, the police, you know, Baltimore a few years ago had over 300 homicides a year. They haven't even reached 60 yet this year.
Hmm. Well, I think Chicago's kind of beat everyone out, haven't they?
Well, yeah, Chicago's taken over. But they're starting to creep up again in D.C.
Yeah.
Who wants to invest money in West Baltimore?
Yeah, I've only been to Baltimore once. That was for a backgammon tournament back in the 70s. Maryland State Championship. And I remember we were in a downtown area.
I think I was there with
you. It was supposed to be rather nice, and, well, it was, you could tell that town was not doing well. I mean, that was in the 70s, you know.
Well, the real interesting thing about Baltimore City, since 1950, they've lost 100,000 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of jobs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The population has collapsed from over 1.5 million to about 600,000.
That's the story of Buffalo, New York.
Oh, it's even worse.
Yeah.
In Buffalo. And finally, Buffalo seems to have slowed to a trickle. And I read a really interesting article about Buffalo. As it expanded into the greater metro area, where there's still over 1 million people.
Oh, if you count the entire county, yeah.
But as it expanded, it really didn't increase in population.
Hmm.
So the only people who can't leave the city are poor people. Generally, that's code for black people.
Yeah, yeah, well.
And the other thing that nobody wants to talk about, yes, a far greater, this is a class issue, not a race issue. And the fact is, there are, in actual numbers, there are millions more poor white people than there are black people. Poor black people.
And police shoot more white people annually than black people.
I don't know anything about that. I wonder about that. I've seen the stats on it.
Demographically, there are more white people, so it follows that more of them would be shot and killed.
Well, you take a state like Kansas, there are no black people. Relatively speaking.
Yeah.
Indiana, you go outside of Indianapolis, there are no black people.
Hmm.
There are no black people in Alaska.
Just to pick up the royalty check from the oil, I would go. If I had nothing else going for me, why not? Except that it's an incredibly hard life. I would consider it a very hard life.
It's not a very hard life in Anchorage or Fairbanks.
I don't know. All the 6 months of darkness and...
But it's light half the year, too.
Mm.
True or false, it's been 100 degrees in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
The same for Juneau.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget one's the capital. I think it's Juneau.
Yeah, I think so.
But if you want to get in on this conversation, 347-945-6713. I seem to have
In your introduction, you were wondering or asking the question of were the protests and riots, no, I think you only mentioned the riots, were they political? Or no, you said,
no,
were they looting or rebellion?
Were they looting or revolutions?
Yeah. Well, I think you used the word rebellion.
I did use rebellion, because that's right, because a rebellion is unorganized.
Right.
A revolution is organized resistance.
Yeah. Now, my understanding is that... You know, all of this took place after the funeral, and that
on the day of the funeral.
Right, and the there was a march going on, I believe, in the downtown area, with 10,000 peaceful participants.
No, well, I don't know how many there were, but the fact is they were all the old people who didn't know how to use cell phones.
Is that why the media didn't give it any coverage whatsoever?
Flash mob.
Is that it?
That's
they were counting on old people to pick up their cell phones and film it for them. Is that what happened?
Pretty much. And the real unexplored question that nobody seems to know the answer to, when school let out, the school buses wouldn't take the kids anywhere.
School bus drivers have that option. They did in Buffalo when I went to high school.
Well, I didn't take the school bus. There were no school buses in Buffalo
I took an NFT. I'm talking the NFT bus. If they saw a gang on a corner, they'd drive right past them.
Right, they didn't have to stop.
They didn't have to.
I almost got arrested.
Oh.
Oh, no, but I didn't, I was completely innocent. The police came to my house to arrest me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody robbed the bus. And somehow I had dropped my bus card. And the robber of the bus picked up my bus card. And as he was running away with that, remember that change thing they had?
Mm-hmm.
the bus driver reached up and tried to grab him, and he got my bus card came out of his pocket.
Oh.
But when they got to my house, they realized it wasn't me.
Yeah. God.
Oh,
yeah, that's one thing. Here's something for you concerning Buffalo, since we are both intimately familiar with the east side of Buffalo.
Yeah.
Now, we had our riots, what, in 64, 65?
And in 68.
Yeah. Now,
those
riots happened.
One.
Yeah, those riots happened 50 years ago.
Pretty much,
now,
yeah.
So now I know that the federal government has been spending enormous amounts of money over that 50-year period to try to improve the east side of Buffalo.
It hasn't.
Yeah, I noticed. So we've spent all that money, and now
the west side of Baltimore.
Well, now the east side of Buffalo, which had a small ghetto area, now has one that's five times bigger.
Right. The Polish people who still live there, which is sort of a miracle. The bad part of the east side used to be the fruit belt.
Yeah. Oh, my grandparents lived down there years ago.
In the fruit
belt? And they had, at that time, they had very large lots for their houses. And everybody grew their own food. I mean, we're talking early part of the century. But
well,
I've got photos of these orchards and all this stuff. They had to do it. You didn't have supermarkets, so.
No, that's true. But in 1909, the census, or actually would have been, must have been the 1900 census.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo had more millionaires per capita than any city in the nation.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
It was a hot town in the days of Prohibition, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were some interesting episodes, too. Let's see, about the time that the Ku Klux Klan was regaining popularity, they had a German mayor in Buffalo who appointed a black man to a kind of a middle management type post.
Mm-hmm.
And the racists went berserk about this. So they were going to have a rally and a demonstration across burning the whole thing. And, of course, the police department said, no, not within the city limits. So they had to go to, like, Cheektowaga and do their rally there, burn their cross. And then some 400 of them, I think, they marched down Genesee Street. And they were, this was their demonstration. And the police stood them right off. I mean, and here's this white German mayor way back then, and basically defending the civil rights of this man. I can probably find the article again, but it was a very, very interesting. You know, at that time,
Buffalo,
the Klan
was
growing throughout the country after D.W. Griffith's film.
God, yeah.
Yeah, that film alone was enough to just sprout membership. I mean, just chapters all across the country. They were nearly gone by then.
But the real
prior to that film, there were only maybe a couple hundred members in the entire country.
The real interesting thing about Buffalo was it was a major copperhead center during the Civil War. Tried to secede from New York and join Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was interesting, too. There were people, the the Union Army was a mishmash of all kinds of people, And you had wealthy individuals who would start up their own company,
right?
And you know, recruit soldiers, train them, and march them off, and they join the army, and off they went, you know. Of course, a similar situation existed in Britain too. But
have you seen that movie Gangs of New York?
Oh, sure, many times.
Well, I saw that movie and I thought, this can't be true. It actually
was
true. The freaking Union fleet shelled New York because it was a trap fire.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that. Yeah, the riots. And the crime. Good God, it was amazing. I mean, New York City was worse than the Wild West.
That was pretty. The Union fleet shelled New York City to put down the draft riots.
Yeah, and then you had those recruiters grabbing the Irish immigrants. The minute they walked off the boat, bam, they got them signed up. Yeah, there were a lot of interesting scenes throughout that.
Yes,
the final scene is, I think, one of the best. I think something.
I don't really remember.
Well, they had the couple, DiCaprio and his girlfriend, they were on the other side of the river, and they were looking at Manhattan, and there was a cemetery in front of them, and she goes, look at this, 100 years from now, no one will know we ever existed. And then the city changed, there was a time lapse thing, where it went from 1860 to, you know, each decade up and up. And it stopped right at the point where the World Trade Center was still there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not see. I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's right at the end, and there's no. It's maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds long at the most. And it's a fantastic scene, you know. Perfect ending for the film, too. Because when you see
the film of the mother beating up the son?
What's this?
Have you seen the video of the mother beating up the son?
I saw the still. I didn't watch the video, no.
I think she should be put in jail.
I don't know what, you know, like I say, I didn't watch it, so. But obviously she, I understand it's very popular, though.
Right, if a cop did that, then he'd call him Bridgehead.
Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, I don't know a lot about that. I mean, what would that constitute child abuse? I guess it probably could.
It constitutes one human being striking another human being.
Right.
Assault.
Sure. Do you think it'll be pursued?
No. Are you kidding? She's a hero.
Oh, I know. She's a hero now.
Heroine? I don't know.
Yeah, I think, you know, the media coverage has been, they sensationalized it. The few things I saw, and I saw them, you know, little excerpts on Facebook and such, it didn't seem like that big of a riot. I mean, nothing compared to some of the other things we've seen over the past few years.
Well, you didn't have tanks. I mean, I thought you meant with the riots in the 60s. The police department wasn't an army.
Yeah, well, they, you know, you've got this whole scenario with the mayor saying to give them space. Well,
yeah, I can believe that one.
Okay. So, yeah, that just blew up on her, and, you know, So if you're going to give them space, what about the owners of that CVS pharmacy? Are you supposed to protect their property and their employees too?
Well, the employees, I think you have to protect the property. I have different feelings about it.
I have no doubt that whoever manages...
Nobody has talked about when, I mean, there were people working in that store when this started. What happened
to
them? Did they join in? Did they open the door?
I don't know. All I saw were people looting the store.
And then there's the idea of, all these people that lost all these jobs because the store was looted and the sneaker store was looted and the cell phone store was looted.
Yeah. And we know what happens when those stores get looted. Or burned or whatever. Yeah, generally they don't get replaced.
Well, they will this time.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, in the world.
You know, granted, CVS is a large chain,
there's going to be a great big rush. To just fix up the whole neighborhood, it's going to gentrify, and all the white people are going to move in, and all the people that live there will have no place to go.
Well, how about it just fades to gray, or fades to black?
they're not going to have any place to go. Hey, somebody out there, I know people are listening here, so why don't you just give us a call and join in? 347-945-6713. Come on, you think I'm full of poop, Bookie? Give us a call tell me why.
Yeah, I think, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I've seen a number of riots recently. They may have some political or rebellious aspects, but this one doesn't look very big, and in the scheme of things, I don't think it's very important. It's important to you because it's close to your home, but it's practically no importance to me.
My daughter lives there.
Yeah, well, I understand that, But I can go 100 miles to Oakland, and they don't need a reason for a riot and looting. They do it whenever. They don't care.
I don't know. How do you make people care? I don't think you care.
Yeah, well, if you feel disenfranchised and you have nothing to lose, then you're more prone to that type of activity.
And then you got all these rich black people running around talking about all these poor underprivileged people, but you don't see any of them moving to West Baltimore.
Well, yeah. See, the idea for them was to either get an education, get a decent job, collect enough money, and get the hell out.
Well, Al Sharpton doesn't live in West Baltimore.
Oh, well, he's your problem now.
Not my problem.
Well, he's in your state.
Yeah, maybe he'll move to West Baltimore and bring Tawana Brawley with him.
Oh, I hope he does. I don't know what, the man is just...
He is sleeping right now.
Yeah, I don't know what his motive... His only motivation can be monetary at this point. And there's the ego, of course.
I don't,
Now he runs around the country telling everyone that he's Obama's number one advisor, you know.
Oh, I've never
heard. Isn't that nice?
I've never heard
of him. Oh, yes, he's the man. Can't make a move without talking to Reverend Al.
Well, if none of these riots or things happened, he would have nothing to do.
Yeah, so there's nothing to do. Well, it was in the middle of the week. It was a school day, so there was that to do.
Well, the big news is, and I'm kind of excited by it, Bernie Sanders is in the race.
Yeah, I heard that, you know.
I wish they'd stop calling them independents.
Well, I'm waiting to see now, is will he be invited to, you know, debates and that sort of thing? If there are any debates, I don't know. It's hard to say, I don't know. Hillary would prefer none, I'm sure of that.
He's running for the Democratic nomination.
Yeah. Well, if he's a registered Democrat, he has every right to do so.
Well, he's not a registered Democrat.
Oh, so that's not going to be an issue then, huh?
Not, well, they don't have party registration in Vermont.
Oh, okay. Huh.
He's actually a socialist.
Yeah.
And he's announced himself on several occasions as a socialist.
Right.
And now
he's
a Democratic socialist.
Well, you know, the Democrats should just drop, well, at least the liberals should drop the liberal word and just say socialist. That's what it is, you know. These progressives and such.
The liberals aren't even close to socialists.
Well, you know, but they're afraid that people will associate them with, you know, Stalin or North Korea or East Germany, and they don't like those they don't like those comparisons, you know.
I know. Well, I'm very upset about that, about how everybody is applauding that woman for beating up her son.
Yeah. There's another one that I watched. This woman, I think she does a video blog somewhere, maybe on YouTube. But she sat down and just let loose. I mean, and it was quite a bit of profanity and N-words and little BB words and this and that. she was angry. I mean, at the same time, it was like, none of what you're saying is the least bit productive, you know. To just sit there and call them names.
Let's ask some serious questions.
Why
are we rebuilding Kandahar? Why are we rebuilding Kabul? Why are we rebuilding Baghdad? And it's been 50 years and we haven't changed the brick in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's a good question.
$2 billion a month.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, you can say, well, why did we, over, let's see, from, almost the same time frame as we were talking about with Buffalo, over the last 50 years, we've spent over $1 trillion in Africa. Now, what do we have to show for it?
Ebola.
Yeah. Oh, a little bit of oil. We can get some oil from Nigeria. That's about it. But we got nothing. I think foreign aid is worthless, and I'm sorry, most of the social programs that we institute, anything that's a free giveaway, where you're just giving people money to shut them up.
We don't have anything.
That's essentially what all these social programs are for. You know, they don't help anyone. They have no track record that that gives any evidence that they're effective.
Well, here's what I say. Okay, we know what the root problem in West Baltimore is. What are those people going to do? Oh, we need good jobs. What are those people going to do?
Yeah, they need good jobs. And you can look around the country and you can see that everybody needs a good job. You're not unique.
Half the people haven't graduated from high school that live in West Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, they've got the same education problems we have, you know.
What
you know,
are they
but
going
see that you know, but that that defeatism hits them at such a young age, and it's damn near impossible to turn it around. I mean, it can be done, but it's very difficult because it gets reinforced continually.
I don't think it can be done anymore.
Yeah. Well.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I mean, we all know people who, you know, had criminal backgrounds and went to prison, and despite the efforts of the penal system to make them permanent criminals, they overcame it and are productive people now. They live good lives.
Who?
You don't know anyone? Well, I'm not going to name people. I'm not going to name people I know.
I don't know, to be honest, all the people I know that went to prison are dead.
Yeah.
Just
but,
reminding
you know,
me, they found Joe Procopio floating in the Buffalo River.
Oh.
They called it a suicide. It was not
uh-huh.
a suicide. It was a
yeah.
hit.
Yeah.
I say, but, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Come on, somebody. Somebody else call. Give us some new information, some new meat. We got about 7 minutes left. 347-945-6713.
Yeah.
Somebody call in. Would I give my right arm for a cop to call in?
Oh, well, yeah, that would be interesting. Well, we grew up with a few people who became police officers. Oh, I don't know if you remember Bill Lally.
I remember the name. He became a cop?
Yeah, and he left after 10 years and went and ran a restaurant somewhere. And I think he was trying to get back on the force. I'm not quite sure. But I know he had he died of a massive heart attack. He was in his 50s, I think.
Oh, that's a shame. I know a lot of kids whose fathers were cops.
Uh-huh.
Like, one of my best friends at high school's father became a police commissioner.
All right.
Well,
well, you know, here's... You know, I do remember as a kid, young teenager, or let's say 11, 12, 13, 14 in that age group, you know, we'd hang around on street corners, whatever, or we'd, you know, score some cheap wine and go to the back of Schiller Park and drink it or whatever, you know, the stuff that we did. But when the police caught us, you know, sometimes they could be cool about it, but other times they'd slap you around.
And they had no
restraint at all about walking into somebody's house.
And they always
none of the search warrant. None of the search warrant stuff. No, no, they didn't care.
They always had that club.
Yeah.
They don't walk around with the club anymore. It's like Claxons into this little thing that they just keep in their pocket.
Oh, the
Billy Club.
The tasers and that now.
Oh, clubs going through their belts. They always scared the hell out of me.
Oh, a cop with a nightstick. That's dangerous. Yeah, you're going to get some broken bones, and if you're hit on the head, you may not survive that, even one hit.
A shot to the back of your knee, and you're on the ground for a month.
Oh, sure. And they knew how to use those things quite well.
And not leave a mark on you.
But like I say, they did whatever they felt like. You know, there was...
Yeah, but they also...
And there was nothing, really nothing we could do about it. Our parents would always side with the police, just like they would always side with the teacher.
Absolutely. But they would just pull behind that fire wine and sleep the night away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did plenty of that, you know. Or, you know, the other I saw, you know, unfortunately I didn't have much of nothing with me, but I was with a bunch of guys, and they had everyone empty their pockets. And anything green they took with them, you know. They were looking for knives, you see. But here was an illegal search, you know.
They kept taking pictures of Andy Jackson.
Yeah. So... Yeah, well, I'll say this, our new attorney general, I imagine, will be involved. Do you think so?
Yeah, but now she's got a problem. See, they got a problem. Everything they said was wrong with Ferguson is right about Baltimore.
Yeah, but...
Ferguson had
I read somewhere that a couple federal agents were at
Ferguson had a white mayor. Baltimore had a black mayor. Ferguson had a white police commissioner. Baltimore has a black police commissioner. The police commissioner doesn't have any effect on the police department.
So we're going to sweep this one under the rug? Is that the deal?
No, I don't think that's going to happen, but it's not going to be
the investigation or lack of investigation going to be a racial issue? Will that be the motivation for...
That's an interesting question. I don't know. You know, this will somehow the mayor will be disassociated from this.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I mean... I imagine Fox News is going to have a lot of fun with this, you know.
Well, they already are. But anyway, we only got a little bit of time left here, and I got to get going because I have to go pick up my wife at the airport. She's coming home from a convention.
Oh.
And I gotta
where
drive.
Was she?
She was in Atlanta. And I got to drive to DWI to pick her up. So you got one last 30-second blast here to talk about Baltimore.
I don't have much to say. It's, I think we'll be distracted for quite a while. And I can see more racial division coming from it than anything else. And that's it. I don't have anything else.
Now, I want to know why the president doesn't go there today.
Yeah, well,
anybody can go there. Oh, and this governor, he is hilarious. He destroyed the state budget, took all the money away from schools, and now all they're talking about is how to make the schools better in West Baltimore. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
But on that,
think it's wrong to turn the schools into food shelters, but, you know.
Yeah, well, they are food shelters now, so half the population eats. And that's it for Norman Knight tonight. We'll see you next Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we're out of here. Good night.
Take care, Norm. Good night.
All right. See you next week.